Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, y'all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. God, thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. So, we've been talking about putting it all together, finding your way through the maze, and finally trying to focus your attention on that which you want to be, do, and have. So today I'll be talking about fine-tuning your beliefs to support your goals. Now yesterday I talked about truth or dare with, and I appreciate your comments. Please keep them coming. But I wanted to address one particular thing. And that is that oftentimes people think that you have to have a specific belief system in order to accomplish your goals. And that's not really what I'm saying, but you do have to have a belief system that supports your goals. Okay? And that's where I left off yesterday. Sometimes we are just in conflict. We believe certain things about life in general. And that depends upon your orientation, your foundation, your caregivers, your teachers, and your experiences. This is what shapes our thoughts. So, we don't often look at it that way, especially when we consider our career. Especially when we consider our relationship. Okay? We often think about, well, if I'm Catholic, should I marry a Jew? Okay? Or if I'm Muslim, should I marry a Christian? Okay? We do think about that. And generally, we do it anyway. And we can't figure out later on what went wrong. You know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong potentially And if we allow it, it can also be good. But in this case, both parties need to be in agreement. The likelihood of that happening is what's impressive. So we have to remember that our beliefs and our choices subsequently determine what happens in our life. And sometimes we consider ourselves powerless. Sometimes we think that it's going to take luck to get us through the day. Sometimes we think that our goals are unattainable. We live our lives without any purpose, any direction. Some of us are just trying to stay alive. How many times have you asked someone, so, hey, how are you doing? Oh, what does that mean? Of course, you're breathing. We can see that. Okay? What else are you doing? Okay? But I think the reason why many people say that is because they almost don't expect it. Most people drift through life never taking control of their experiences. Perhaps their caregivers, their teachers, and their experience hasn't taught them that yet. But if not, then you'll find you'll go back to the classroom again and again until you get it. Life is not happening to you. Okay? You are choosing the life that you are living on what you know, what you believe, and what you choose, which, technically speaking, is all the same thing. And this is the problem. We don't want to own the choices that we're making. How often have you said, oh, I had no choice? You always have a choice. Okay? But depending upon your belief narrows, and you can only see the restriction as opposed to the solution that you desire. Okay, oftentimes we get ourselves into a bit of a frenzy because we don't want to own our choices. We don't want to own responsibility for the things that we've done. Taking control means taking responsibility for your experiences. And sometimes it's just easier to blame someone else. And that can be your parents, your past, your background, your ex. Okay? God, anyone but you. And then we end up playing the role of the victim. And once you start playing that role, then you'll find that your life just gets worse from there. Whatever guidance you have been given in life doesn't really help you to cope, but it does help you to control. And this is a valuable lesson that everyone needs to understand. Things are going wrong in your life not because you're supposed to endure or cope with them. Things are going wrong in your life because it's teaching you lessons. Okay? It's trying to get you to make adjustments. It's trying to push you in the correct direction. Okay? Things don't just happen to you. Okay? God is not mad at you. Okay? But life is simply trying to move you in the direction you need to go. Oftentimes, we pray, we meditate, we plan, we do rituals and everything in order to get our mind right and get us to a certain point. We keep asking for blessings and opportunities and doors to be opened. Okay? But we're hard-headed. And we don't want to listen to the lessons that life is teaching us. Okay? You said that you wanted to go from point A to point Z. Okay? But yet, the direction you chose this morning is points B, C, and D, which is not going to get you where you want to go. And so you keep missing the lesson. And it's your belief that caused you to do the same thing, expecting different results. Okay? So maybe you're not looking at the whole picture. You're not looking at the end result desired. Okay? Instead, you're looking at trying to accelerate your progress. Try to jump over, skip over, you know, these little lessons along the way. You know, I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. Those things don't apply to me. You know, that's not the same thing. I don't want to go there. You start pulling at straws because you lost. And if you knew what you were doing, you'd already be where you're trying to go. And that, for many, is the hardest thing to accept. The only reason why you keep missing the mark is because you don't know. You don't know how to get there. And you're not paying attention to the lesson given to you in life. You see, when you ask for something, when you pray for something, and when you believe in something, the universe will open up and pour you out the blessing you ask for if you're ready to receive it. Okay? Your blessing may not be where you are right now. You may have to move to another town to get it. You may need to quit that job and start another one. You may need to start a new relationship because what's holding you back may be the person you're living with. Okay? Look at the lesson. Fine-tune your belief system so that you can achieve your goals. You can get on the right track. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. And in the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.